Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
You are indeed kicking it with KBN here on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Brad Northman. Kyle Wallace right in front of me. To about my 10:30, behind the glass is the maestro of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, Alex Stroph, and the empty chair to my right is Ben Brust. But he can't be here, obviously, for the start of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented by Lakeland University. We've got Bill and Madison on the line. Stroph, let's waste no time. Let's roll right in.
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
Are you smarter than Ben Brust? 15 questions in 90 seconds to get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We'll come back to it if you get through the rest. If Bill and Madison beats Ben Brust, he's going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. And Bill, my understanding is Ben has 8 wins on the year. You're one of those 8? Say it ain't so.
He got me earlier this year, but this is my redemption.
Smarter than Ben Brust? Bill and Madison, we believe in you. I can tell in your voice that you're feeling good. My only question is, choose your own destiny. You want me to ask the questions, or do you want Kyle Wallace to ask you the questions?
You don't surprise me.
Strophy, you pick. Okay, he points to Kyle.
He thinks this is my first time doing this.
He points to Kyle.
Since we've done the choose your reader, it is the first time you've done it.
Is that correct, Brad?
What's that?
I think people have told me.
Since the guest reader portion, this is the first time you've done it.
That's not true, but
I think maybe one person.
Yeah, people did choose me. Yeah, you know, you got that.
Good
peanut
questions
brain.
This week, Stroh.
Well, that was unnecessary.
All right,
thank you. I believe in you.
Here's Kyle for the question.
Bill, you already know what it is. Brad already told you. 15 questions, 90 seconds. You can say skip or pass. Do not hesitate. If you don't know it, you can say skip or pass, and we will come back to it. I feel good, Bill. How about you?
I feel great, and I feel good about you. Let's do this.
Let's do it in 3, 2, 1. Who wrote Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
What letter does not appear in the name of any U.S. state?
Yes.
Who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White.
What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Yes.
What NFL team's mascot is Sir Purr?
Panthers.
Who holds the record for most career stolen bases in MLB history?
Pete Rose.
What does the SP and SPF stand for in sunscreen?
Sun protection.
What is the flattest U.S. state?
Yeah.
What color?
Nebraska.
What color were stop signs before red became standard?
Yellow.
Who won the first season of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
What do you call a fear of spiders?
Arachnophobia.
What's the maximum score in a single frame of bowling?
10.
What is the largest island in the Caribbean?
Cuba.
How many sides does a nonagon have? How many sides does a nonagon have?
9.
You cook.
Woo, Bill.
You cook.
Bill woke up with redemption on his mind. I think he just served it.
Ben Brust odds to win are plus 10,000.
Yes.
That's a 9 spot for Bill.
Cooked.
Woo, my first time reading these questions.
You did pretty good, Kyle. Just one little mix-up on number two, but besides that, you rolled nicely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did say he had MLB and he had LB history, and I had to adjust on the fly.
So
I'm very proud of myself of being able to adjust without seeing the letter.
Yes, indeed. Kyle Wallace.
How he read?
Well, first time read, I got into a flow. My writer here, he did a decent job. He missed a letter.
I did miss a letter in one acronym.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and I adjusted on the fly.
Yeah, you did a good job. I almost got in your ear.
Yeah, I adjusted on the fly. So, you know what I'm saying? Ben Bruss, you don't stand a chance today, but we might as well play because that is the game.
For entertainment purposes.
For entertainment purposes.
So. I'm three for my last four.
You are going to be three for your next five, and it's cool. It's all right, though. You know,
but the effort will be there, I'm sure.
Exactly.
The big question on everybody's minds with 8 wins on the year, can you get to 10? Can you get to double digits on the year?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Brother, we're in the 11th
month. Someone just said Benny is cooked, so y'all ain't lying.
We're in the 11th month of the year. You have 8 wins.
Bill and Matt. I hate when people in Madison call.
You beat Bill. Bill, you are responsible. Smart. Bill is responsible for one of your 8 wins this year.
Yeah, Bill said he came back on a vengeance.
Oh, I beat Bill?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be 1-1 after today. Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. Well, Ben, you know what it is. 15 questions, 90 seconds. You can say skip or pass, and we'll come back in the end, but that will be a waste of our time today. But are you ready, Ben Brust?
Let's do it.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Who wrote Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
What letter does not appear in the name of any U.S. state?
X.
Who was the first Disney princess?
Cinderella.
What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Christmas Story.
What NFL team mascot is named Sir Purr?
The Ravens mascot.
Who holds the record for most career stolen bases in MLB history?
Ricky Henderson.
What does the SP and SPF stand for in sunscreen?
Sun protection.
What is the flattest U.S. state?
The Flatlands. Let's go with Nebraska.
What color were stop signs before red became standard?
Orange.
Who won the first season of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
What do you call a fear of spiders?
Carrie Underwood.
What do you call a fear
Kelly
of spiders?
Kelly Clarkson.
What do you call a fear of spiders?
Arachnophobia.
What's the maximum score in a single frame of bowling?
Single frame? 10 is a frame.
What is the largest?
No, 30.
What is the largest island in the Caribbean?
Cuba.
How many sides does a nonagon have?
9.
What do bees collect to make honey?
Pollen.
Ooh, this is gonna be close.
Oh boy. It became very close.
No!
It became very close.
You did. And I went to grind that, to war.
I laughed at Kelly Clarkson because of the way you said it, and I thought about the movie. And then when you changed the answer, I felt bad.
You can't be making faces like that.
Well, I laughed because that you said
Kelly Clarkson, you had it. Then he went back, and then he went back again. I don't know if we even count that one.
Kelly Clarkson. No, he said Kelly Clarkson.
That was my final.
Arachnophobia,
that was
30.
That was your
Cuba,
third final.
9. You cooked.
I was just looking at a map because I was flying out of Florida.
And Cuba's bigger than you thought.
8-9 today.
You did good.
8-9.
Wow.
Lost
by
1.
You did good, Ben Bruss. I'm very proud of you.
And pollen and nectar are not quite the same thing, so can't count that one.
That was
a
valiant effort.
Is there one where I'm going to kick myself?
Nah.
Maybe the stop sign.
Have you ever heard of Texas before?
For what?
The U.S. state.
With X. I mean, it's 50 Texas states.
I got this one right before.
Yeah, it's hard.
You're on the right track.
It
is cute.
It's cute. Look at you. You did good. I wouldn't be better about that. But here we go. Who wrote Green Eggs and Hams? Not Dr. Seuss. You corrected yourself. Dr. Seuss. So that was good.
Dr. Seuss.
What letter does
not... The god of reading.
Yeah, I mean, for real, though. Kids loved them. What letter does not appear in the name of any U.S. state? We said that was Q. Who was the first Disney princess? Snow White and
Snow
the Seven
White.
Dwarfs.
Yeah, the Seven Dwarfs.
Snow White.
Iconic movie.
The Seven Dwarfs, not princesses, but Snow White was.
It did, yeah. It taught us about acceptance. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? It did.
What is it?
Oh, Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
I got too cute.
Surprised it wasn't the Grinch, like the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah, it was a tough one. This one, you're going to kick yourself. What NFL team's mascot is Sir Purr? This was the winner. This is the one that won it.
Sir Purr?
Sir Purr. Think about it.
The Panthers.
Yes!
Panthers.
And that was the difference.
Yep.
He got it right.
That was it. You don't even know me, Ben.
You don't. Who holds the record for most career stolen bases in MLB history? Ricky Henderson.
That was impressive.
I was proud of myself there.
What does SP and SPF stand for in sunscreen? Sun protection?
If you ask me, I have no idea.
That's why I didn't put that. I think it was, I forgot what it was even.
What? I need to start wearing it. What is the flattest U.S. state? Florida. Where you just came from. You said Nebraska.
Flattest U.S. state is Florida. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, Nebraska's a good guess.
It was great.
I flew into Nebraska, and there was nothing on that plane.
Those Bills guessed it.
Yeah, I bet. What color were stop signs before red became standard?
Yellow. I thought about that.
That was the only one where I was like, ooh.
And this is where you cook, man. First season of American Idol, Kelly Clarkson. What do you call a fear of spiders? Arachnophobia. What is the maximum score in a single frame of bowling? Man, you said 10, and then he said 10 too, but you said, nah, 30. I said, look at this boy cook.
Because frame is 1, 2, 3, 4. In your 10th frame, you can get all
three
30, strikes.
Yeah. You got it.
And if you get three strikes in a row, then
thanks
you're
for explaining
30.
Bowling. Yep. We don't need that right now. What is the largest island in the Caribbean? Cuba.
This was the most impressive answer by you.
Again, I'm sitting on a flight, I like to look at the flight tracker.
It's big. Yeah. Cuba's big. I've been to Cuba.
It was huge. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't believe how huge it was.
Yeah, it you know, it's a communist country, but it felt free, except for them. They were living
rough.
Not
free there.
I felt good. How many size? Wow. I did. How many size does a nonagon have? 9. I'm very impressed by that. And what do bees collect to make honey?
Nectar.
You did good.
Good job, Ben. And good job, Bill and Madison, too.
Yeah, you did an eight spot.
Ben Bruss, remarkable. 30th loss of 2025.
Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss is brought to you by Lakeland University, and clearly I've been studying up. Wisconsin's leader in flexible, personalized education. Whether you're just starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way.
You need to get a trash bag and put it over your head. That's how bad you are. 30 losses?
That's fine. I'm getting better each week, and it's about the
You did
the
good this week. I'm very proud of you.
The 10 wins in 2025 is a compelling storyline.
Who carries this team further the rest of the year? Jordan Love or the defense? 800-990-3776. We'll get into that. It's Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
His career success rate was 51%. That's trash.
That's trash. That's really bad.
I'm Ricky Henderson in 1923. I want y'all to understand that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well, Bill and Madison, you got the best of me, and are you smarter than Ben Brust? No moral victories here. Even though I gave myself one last second. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace.
It did good, like legitimately.
Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show, looking at my opportunity to let everyone know I stink.
30 losses.
Is this the worst year you've ever had?
45 games of Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss
this
year.
It's crazy, it's eight wins.
Because he has, what, seven ties?
45 games of Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss this calendar year, 30 of them losses, 7 of them ties.
All right, I was trying to move on from this.
So you had a year where you didn't win 10 times?
I don't know. I have to check the historical data.
Did we ever do records prior to this?
17% winning percentage.
Eugh. And you talk about Matt LaFleur.
Well, I'm not. The reason why we do it is because I'm not smart. He's supposed to be smart at play calling and scoring points on offense.
He's getting paid lots of money. Not apples to apples.
Okay.
Speaking of the Green Bay Packers. As we look at the poll from today about Jordan Love being average, good, great, or elite, I think we can all say that he put the team on his back and made some very big plays when necessary against the New York Giants. Now, looking forward, knowing the offensive line is what it is, Tucker Kraft out for the year, and just like your overall don't know what to expect week to week, do you think that Love will carry this team further? Or the defense will carry this team further? 800-990-3776. Carbo's talking text line.
Well, I don't mean to be terribly prisoner of the moment, but I'm a little bit concerned that the Jameis Winston-led New York Giants expose the Packers defense a little bit. For that reason, I'm going with Jordan Love. Jordan Love, I said it before the season started, and I'm doubling down on it now. This team will go as far as Jordan Love will take them. Now, he's going to have to carry way bigger load than I ever expected, because that O-line is worse than I thought. The running game is worse than I thought, and he has less weapons than I thought with Tucker Kraft being injured. So, I think Jordan Love will be able to take this team further than anybody else. It's firmly on his shoulders. Now, my problem is, my concern is with this defense. If you can, now this is a big if, but if you can neutralize one man in Micah Parsons, and he's more than a man, he's like a Hercules out there. If you double, triple team him, whatever, that's what the Giants did, and he still got a little bit of his. The rest of the pressure from the D-line falls out. The quarterback has time, and these cornerbacks are, they're average. I think Carrington Valentine's good, but they can get theirs, and sometimes they stop the run, sometimes they don't. I just look at this defense as thinking it's more likely to burn the Packers than Jordan Love is. I just think Jordan Love, he's playing great football. He's putting the whole offense on his back, and in the playoffs, yes, defense is critical, but most of the time, and especially recently, given the offensive lean of the NFL, it's the quarterbacks that put on a show and will their teams throughout the playoffs. So to me, it's Jordan Love. Now, they're both great. That's what posed this question. Jordan Love is great in my eyes, and this defense is great in my eyes. But I think Jordan Love is going to be the one that's going to have to take them further, mostly because if you can neutralize Micah Parsons, I think this defense goes from great to just kind of good.
No, I think you make a great valid point there because, you know, I believe in Jordan Love of taking this football team very, very far, but you need a
You've called him an elite.
You know, he is elite. He definitely is elite, but when you look at the offensive
line, you really do believe that he's elite.
No, I believe Jordan Love's an elite quarterback, but I think everything, the circumstances around him are holding him back. If he didn't have a porous offensive line, if he didn't have wide receivers dropping passes, wide receivers not running correct.
1% of the
I don't give a damn. I'm a 1%er then.
Look at you.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh,
I'd like to be in the top 1%.
Shut up, Brad.
Top 1% of wealth.
Yeah, Brad's like, well, congrats. Welcome to the party.
Wow.
I'm in the wrong party. But no, at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers defense, if they don't step up and make big plays in the playoffs, this team isn't going to go anywhere. And so that's why I think the Green Bay Packers defense, who, despite the fact that they've allowed some games where guys have been able to run on them, when you look up and down, they've kept the Green Bay Packers in 99% of the game. If you take away that Cowboys game, which you cannot, the Green Bay Packers defense has been extremely dependable. They're allowing less than 20 points per game, even though they're getting, and again, per carry, yards per carry, they're still one of the top teams which are allowing yards per carry per game, so they're good with that. So overall, I'm looking at how they're trending when it comes to turnovers, and when you see game after game after game, the Green Bay Packers are now putting themselves in a position. Yes, Jameis Winston threw multiple opportunities and the guys didn't capitalize on it, but now we're seeing them in a position to capitalize on it. We didn't see that early in the season. Like, you saw the punch off from Edrian Cooper a couple weeks ago. Like, they're making big plays in big time moments. Last week, big interception by Evan Williams, and then you have Micah Parsons putting the game away. If this defense continues to trend in a direction where they're starting to force turnovers, getting our offense more possessions, then I feel good. But what they showed us against the Philadelphia Eagles is that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody and everybody when a game gets tight. Even in the playoffs last year, I think this defense was not the problem without having Micah Parsons against the Eagles in that playoff
game.
That's true. So the Green Bay Packers defense can continue to play at an elite level and force turnovers. They're going to put the Packers in a position to be very, very successful for a playoff run.
Here's the thing. I think when I say this question out loud, who can carry this team further? The answer that I want to say is the defense, but the answer has to be Jordan Love. Like almost how Brad said, like, I've been a big believer in when thinking back to when they were the most successful, fair or unfair, was when Jordan Love played out of his mind in 2023. It was, you know, yeah. it was how they won. He was throwing touchdown passes, throwing darts, and but then I'm thinking the whole time I was saying, I'm going to say defense, but I always go back to, in order for this team to be as great as people want them to be, Jordan Love has to play at an extremely high level. It's a hard question because there's so many things working against him with the offensive line, losing Tucker Kraft, the drops last week, leading the league in drops last year, and then seeing that comeback is scary.
Last week, they had drops the week before too. Crucial drops.
And so I want to say, I was defense, but I'm also both, and I think people
feel both of that goes back to the overall point of yesterday where this team is damn confusing. I want one to take the reins. I want one to be like, yes, week in, week out, we are going to hold you to 17 points in the offense. We just need you to play good. We don't need you to play great, but they don't have that identity that we have been searching for from this team.
They've held teams to 17 points, and two of their losses, they held teams to 13 points.
Which goes to the point of,
oh my gosh, all three of their losses, teams scored 13 or less points.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've won. How did you not see this?
No, I went through my head. I remember the 13. I said, oh my goodness, the Eagles only scored 10.
Yeah.
You need Jordan Love, like I just said, to be just good. It wasn't good enough in those games where the defense did their thing.
And not that like the Packers are a Super Bowl team this year. I think the injuries, I think who they are, I'm not sure they're there yet. I thought they were, but I'm not sure they're there yet. If you look at Super Bowl participants or winners, there tends to be a theme. It tends to be elite quarterback with probably a very good defense, like a top 10 defense. Or it's like a historic defense and pretty good quarterback play. I don't think this defense is historic great, right? So I think the formula, if we're going to say elite quarterback and very good defense or historically great defense and good quarterback play, feels to me like this team is more Jordan Love can be that elite quarterback with a very good defense.
When you say that, I'm Team Kyle. Because of everything working against Jordan Love, for him to play at that level with everything around him, that's
tough. Fair pushback.
And I'm thinking of like how, from a turnover standpoint, mm-hmm. I think this week they're going to catch more turnovers. When I say catch more, I'm not actually saying catch. Hopefully they catch.
Capitalize
on turnovers throughout the game flow, and then hopefully the offense can take advantage. But to the defense's credit, you want your defense making plays late in games. Like they did. I mean, like we've asked for that. It's like
you put
the best
away.
Defenses create those game-changing plays when you're in that spot where it's like you're up and the defense is on the field. Can you close it out? Well, they did that. Micah Parsons did it at the end just after the turnover.
He sure did. And the week before, they gave the Green Bay Packers, and granted, it was bad play calling by Nick Sirianni, but hey, we were able to get the offense the ball back. That's something that the Green Bay Packers have struggled with mightily in the past, is getting off the field and getting the quarterback another opportunity. So I think the defense is definitely looking up.
Let's head to the Carbliss Talk and Text Line. Bill in Madison, you are up with KBN.
Yeah, so your question, who's going to carry us further? And clearly the defense has gotten us to where we are right now.
Is it that clear?
Jordan Love, to me, it very clearly is. We can't score any points. We've held the Eagles to 10, what was it, 10 or 13 points?
We held them to 10.
You know, yeah, I mean, the Panthers, what, 13? These are winnable games. So who's going to have to step up? It's going to have to be our offense. It's going to have to be Jordan Love. And dare I say it, with our offensive line being a sieve that it is, I'm not so sure that we shouldn't put Malik Willis in for...
Okay.
Oh, Bill.
Bill.
Wait.
Was this Bill who won? Are you smarter
than? Let's hear Bill. Is he going to say Bill. Specific packages or specific packages for Malik?
Sure. He's... You know what? With the O-line being as stiff as it is, Malik Willis is much more mobile than Jordan Love. Jordan Love is mobile, but Malik is way more mobile. Love is the better arm.
Here's the thing I'll say. Matt LaFleur did say all options are on the table when asked about Malik Willis and creating some sort of package for him.
Which,
I don't love that.
You let's don't want to go, take a quarterback off the field.
Let's go to Jonathan Brust, the delusional fan from the South.
JB,
you're up on the Carbliss Talk and Text Line.
Hey, I thought I'd just call in and give you guys a quick update. My fifth grade team, we're 3-0. Sixth grade, we're 5-0. I'd love to give Matt LaFleur some tips, but I only share those with first place coaches. So I want you guys to bring it in with me. Do it better, best. Never let it rest. So you're going against better, and you're better against best. Bears on three. 1, 2, 3, best.
Something wrong with him.
Yeah, those Bear fans are just built different, man.
Something's wrong with him.
I'm not blood, bro.
It is your blood. I mean, something wrong with you too. He just got a little bit more in him.
I know. I think they used it all up at the front end of the men. Yeah.
I wonder where he
I had the perfect balance.
I wonder where he was when he shouted that. public space.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine shouting
where
that?
Where are you?
Anyone's around you?
I'm still at home. I'm getting ready to go coach. That was my pre-pep game.
Okay.
Get back to work.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to let Bears fans haven't seen this in a
Enjoy it for now.
Matter of fact, he said fifth grade and sixth grade, or was it third grade?
Who knows?
If it's a third grade team, they ain't never seen this before. Your third grader's saying, oh, wow, this is a first. So, I mean, go ahead and enjoy the couple weeks or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're behind the Lions and the Packers, despite a better record by far, to win the NFC North. That was worth the entertainment, I guess. Good job with the clown music. Even though that's my brother, so it's like, my brother's a clown. I guess I'm a clown. It's all the same, you know?
It is what it is.
Yeah, you can't fight your blood.
Joe Thomas knows a lot about football. Will he save the Wisconsin Badgers? We'll let you know next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
He now is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played...
Choke artists. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. Y'all choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wearing some of my Iron Jock gear right now, but I was wearing my Iron Jock long sleeve. I was at the Princeton Club on Thursday playing some tennis. Walked in, everyone's saying hi. The environment's amazing. They have something for everybody, and whatever your goal is, just make sure you go in there because you'll feel that environment. Tennis, basketball, best workout equipment, clean health clubs. You just got to get in there and you're going to be like, man, this is the place for me. So find your better tomorrow. Get a tour and join the wonderful Princeton clubs in the Milwaukee and New Berlin area. Joe Thomas, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, joined Wilde and Tausch for a portion of their show today. Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike joins every Tuesday at 9:30. Pointed a question to Joe Thomas. Take a listen to Evan Cohen and Joe Thomas on the Wisconsin Badgers. Maybe.
If they wanted you to take over the whole thing, would you do it?
Ooh, great question.
In what capacity?
Yeah, like that's another coach?
Chancellor.
Chancellor?
No.
Grand Poobah?
Let's say they wanted you to be whatever would be the general manager.
Football GM?
There is a general manager, so I don't want to fire someone. They want you to be above the general manager, below the athletic director for football.
Yeah, I guess I would say no just off the top, but I would need to know what that looks like because life's pretty busy right now, and I don't want to have to say no to my children. You know, like, hey, son, can't go to your basketball game ever because I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z for perpetuity. But I think your point's a good one. Like, everyone should do their part. Everyone should look and try to figure out, hey, what are the things that I can do to help promote this program? And, you know, if it ever came to it, we'd have that discussion. We could have that conversation to see what it looked like because I do love the state. To your point, me, Tausch, we decided to move back here or move to Madison to be close because this university is so amazing. The city is so amazing. We wanted to raise our kids here. We wanted to be close to the Badger Kingdom right there in Madison because we love it. It's who we are. It's our identity. We're Badgers. Like, when you come to school here as a freshman, as an 18-year-old boy, and you become a 22-year-old man when you leave and you go through Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema, it gets into your blood and it becomes a fabric of your identity that's stronger than maybe anything else. And
Joe Thomas on Wilde and Tausch, when asked if he could be below the AD and in between the general manager, basically a long way of saying no, and here are all the reasons of why I love this place, but I would never do this.
Time out. He said it becomes part of your blood, and I hear somebody with their mic off. When you heard that, Brad, when he said it becomes part of your blood when you come to Madison, what was your response?
Well, Joe named the people that Tausch and he played for in Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema, but he didn't name Coach Fickell. He didn't say, like, yeah, and if you play for Coach Fickell right now, it becomes part of your blood. I mean, I'm not surprised whatsoever that Joe Thomas would turn down any sort of, like, bigger role.
Well, and the reason why I think this is interesting, because we have a lot of people that call in and say, hey, I think John's doing it right now on the Carbos Talking text line. do you want to, like, Tausch, Joe, J.J. Watt or whatever? Like, you guys should come fix it. Why would they change their lives that are that great? Even though they love the program, why would also anyone do this right now when the belief is at an all-time low?
With Luke Fickell, well, there's only downside for somebody like Joe Thomas or J.J. Watt, right? Because it's good. The program is in a state now where no figurehead is going to be enough to come in and turn this thing around. There are deep, deep problems with coaching and NIL fundraising and belief, and just there's so athletic director casting a vision. There are so many issues that just one Joe Thomas or one J.J. Watt or whoever would come in, it's not going to be enough to fix it. So all of a sudden, you take some ownership of that blame. That Joe doesn't need that for his reputation, and to be quite honest, like Joe and JJ and whoever else you could name that's like a true Badger great, bro, they did their job. Like, they embodied the university and the state better than anybody ever could. Homegrown, stayed as long as you possibly could, dominated in the NFL. I don't know what their like involvement looks like during that time or now, but what more could you do? You're asking them to give up their lives to do that. Nobody should be required to do that because they've done more for the program than most of these other people that are doing it full time right now. So I don't blame them for saying no. If I was him, I wouldn't want this mess to try to take over. And he's already done so much that this is now on Fickell and Mack. That's their full-time job. They get paid handsomely for it. So it's their job to figure this out.
It stood out when it said, what can you do to help elevate the program? And I know, look, my approach is different than most as an alum. It just is. And Brad, I mean, you're speaking from a football alum. For me, when I look at what I've been sold from when he first got here being Luke Fickell and those uttering, you know, we want to win championship and have championship expectations. And then when I see Chris McIntosh put out, we want to compete and rise to a different level. And then we're listening to Barry Alvarez and the Barry Alvarez show and be like, you know, we're right where Illinois is. Like it's all a mess. And unfortunately, my position is I haven't been shown anything to want to believe what I'm being sold right now. You know, like, can you celebrate, obviously, winning against Washington? Absolutely. Are there young pieces on the defense that you should be excited about? Absolutely. But in this world, that can change. You know how many times people have said, like, oh, I love it here, I'm never leaving, and then the agent goes, yo, you can get this from this based off what you just did, and then they're gone even though they love the place? That's the business that we're in. Yeah. And I'm not hoping that happens. It's just those are realities of where this program is at. Yeah. And so it's hard for me to have faith in the direction of the program.
Yeah, I just don't believe you can help people that don't want to be helped. And I think it is clear that when you look at Luke Fickell clearly isn't reaching out for help from these guys, because that was a question from Evan Cohen. He didn't say, yeah, you know, Luke has reached out to me. Like, he's not asking for help. Luke Fickell is going to do it his own way. Mack is going to sit in the bed that he made. So that's what it is.
John in Milwaukee, you're on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good.
You know, I was saying to Strophy, I really respect what Joe Thomas said. I feel like the job that he would, in theory, be doing is an all-in kind of a job. And you guys are all, you know, young parents. You're only going to get one chance to be all-in with your own children, right? And you don't want to give that up because you'll never get that time back. So I really respect Joe Thomas saying and being realistic about the fact that, you know, you don't want to be telling your kids, hey, I can't ever come and do things with you guys because this job that I have is now all-consuming. I mean, that's just the reality of a parent, right?
It's also the reality of wisdom. What he did for so long to earn the opportunity to choose what he wants to do with his life.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Thomas gave it all, man. He gave it all. And so did all those guys that you consider to be, like I said, Badger legends. And they helped build the culture of this team, which I think, if you know, I can sit back here and be like, ah, you know, Badgers. I love the Badgers. I grew up watching them. I'm sad to see how they are. Joe Thomas... I know we're kind of bolting on J.J. Watt, you could say that, but like they actually embodied it. Like they actually built this culture. They kind of like grabbed the baton that Barry built. They embodied it and moved it on. Like it's not their fault that the program has eroded to where it is now. So Joe should prioritize his family, and I don't know why he would want to inherit a mess like this.
Inherit? Well, when we associated with it.
We do have some exclusive audio with an update from Doc Rivers on Giannis's health. I don't know why you guys are just staring at me because
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to hear it.
It's coming up next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman. Yeah,
what do you have on her? Thing.
What do you mean?
No one can willingly love you like she does.
You know...
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe is running the show. UKB Nation, as always, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. List is more. See us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. And as I mentioned, we do have an update courtesy of the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Courtside with Gail Klappa. He has an update from Doc Rivers on Giannis' injury.
Yeah, it went pretty well. I don't know what grade it is, but I know it's not a bad one. So that's good news for us. But yet and still, probably 2 weeks.
Wow.
He'll be out. And we'll see. Hopefully less, but most likely in that area.
Well, there's the update, courtesy of Bucks Plus Audio Network. 2 weeks, probably.
Hey, that's good. I was expecting more than that.
I was expecting like 4 to 6 based off of
it's
like...
It's a nasty little aggravation right there.
Groins are not fun.
No. And this team, they're not necessarily built for life without Giannis.
No.
Let's put it that way.
Not for an extended period of time. So that is a relief coming from the head coach himself and Doc Rivers that Giannis is only going to miss maybe 2 weeks. But honestly, if he missed 2 to 4 weeks, I think they can sustain and find a way to be competitive during that two to four weeks. Because when you think about it, how many of that
you said
time,
probably two, so don't push it too
far. Well, I'm just saying, just in case, because some of those are going to be NBA Cup games. Who cares?
Wait. I thought we should raise the banner for the NBA Cup last year. No, I said take the banner down.
No, that was me.
Oh, you're the banner guy?
Yeah, they're going to go back to back. What are you talking about?
I mean, wait, so do NBA Cup games...
They count towards your record.
The Celtics and Lakers can be known as the NBA Finals winners. That's fine. I want to be known as the NBA Cup winners.
I want to be known
30
as
years
a
later,
dynasty.
The ESPN 30 for 30 on the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks, the NBA Cup dynasty.
The dynasty that was... Well, that's optimistic. With Giannis, boy...
I was watching live, and I was nervous because he did the... But he also moved. He moved to foul somebody to take himself out and walk straight back. But that's when you get nervous, when you start seeing replays. And it was really sort of like not from the contact. It looked like from the way his body like just was progressing in a basketball play. And then groins or something where if you strain, they can be nagging.
They are very nagging.
Yes. I've had a torn hip flexor since high school. And so everything around my groin.
You still have a torn hip flexor?
Yes. It's one of those things where you can like make muscles around it stronger. But groin can be way more annoying.
Irritable. Yep.
Especially from his standpoint, from a lateral standpoint.
Well, and re-aggravation. I'm no doctor, but I know that's a big thing. No medical background here, but that's something where I just make sure Giannis is ready to come back. If it's in a shorter time frame, even more so. Make sure he's ready to come back. Make sure he's fully healthy. And honestly, this void without him, we already love Giannis. We already know how much he means to this team and the city.
But they have to keep winning. They have to keep showing that they are a young, talented team that he believes in. They have to. Because he's looking at every game. Back? Well, and like
or
they went
stay
young.
Here long-term.
And they should have some more money to spend next year because of the trade with Chris Middleton, helping him get under the second apron, which is a lot of terminology in the NBA that can get confusing, but it opens up an opportunity. So the goal is to obviously be competitive with Giannis to help win a championship. And without him, they have an opportunity to show like, hey, Ryan Rollins, can you be even more than what you've shown? And all the young players, Miles Turner, what are you like as the guy in your 10th year in the league without a Giannis around? So
yeah, I mean, there's some winnable games here over there. I mean, there's some tough ones.
There's some toughies.
But you're playing teams like the 76ers that got some young,
The Bucks are 8-7.
I understand, the 9 seed?
It was early, but...
8-7, but they've been decent, right? There's a whole bunch of muck around there. And the 76ers, good basketball team. Detroit, good basketball team. Trailblazers, I don't know. It's a Brooklyn Nets.
But without without Giannis.
This
is like the Badger thing where you speak, oh, yeah, we can win those games. But if you're bad, you can't assume any win.
You got 11 games in the next month.
They have been decent They were decent. I think they beat the Warriors without Giannis, correct?
That would
because Ryan Rollins went crazy.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
Because he was a scratch.
But the last time he was out for his knee,
yeah, I don't think
it was no
point.
Well.
But again, 11 games in the next month, right? If the Bucks can win 5 games, go 5-6, go 4-7, I think that is a success.
So honestly, all they need to do is stay in the hunt and let Giannis do Giannis things.
He got some
but then when he's back, healthy.
Come on now.
Well, no, like the balance of like, does it re-aggravate?
Don't rush. You got to make sure he's fully.
That's what I'm saying. That's just 2 weeks probably.
Do not rush Giannis back. Just as long as you can stay around within striking distance, you'll be okay.
Injuries are stupid.
Yeah.
I know everyone deals with them. I just hate them.
Part of life.
Feel robbed a little bit.
Hopefully the Pistons don't stay hot.
You'll have Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison, the Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. And we are Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Heading to you on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Don't go anywhere. Back in 2 minutes. Sports and banter, a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends.